In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Another bridezilla has made its way onto the internet.
Amazing.
Apparently there's a whole Facebook group where people share their experiences with bridezillas, so that's lots of fun.
Okay.
This one is from Australia, and she's come under fire for demanding a guest to cover up her tattoos and change her hair colour so they could match the theme of the wedding day.
Oh, okay.
So it's a whole series of text messages, all right? So I'm going to go through them. Uh-huh. So this is the initial message sent from the bride to, this is just a guest, not even in the wedding party, just a guest at the wedding. It says, hey, so my wedding, I wanted to ask if you could please make sure your tattoos are covered and could you maybe fix your hair so it's a natural colour? We've put a lot of work into our theme and I'm sorry, but your look clashes with it. Even if you just put some spray or something on your hair for the night, I just want it to all look perfect and I can send you some ideas, nice long sleeve dresses for you to wear or just wear a jacket. If you want, I can give you blank person's number because I asked her the same thing and you two could go shopping together. So, red flags.
I love how she's like, you two are the outcasts of the wedding. So, you two can go dressing.
Wear shopping. Jackets.
Yeah.
So this person has replied back, the guest, and said, the wedding is in summer, so I'm not sure I could wear a long sleeve dress or a jacket. I'm really sensitive to heat, so I just don't think I can do that if it's a hot day. I can look into a spray, I guess. I definitely can't dye because it's been a lot of work to lighten it to this blue, and I'm planning on going a bit darker by the end of the year. I'll look into some options for my hair, though. So this person's, like, kind of, I think, given a nice response, being like, I acknowledge where you're coming from, but come on.
Yeah.
The bride has replied.
Oh, good.
Says, I know it's hot, but it's my one day, so you can suck it up. I feel like you really don't care about me or my, well, the groom.
Yeah.
And probably shouldn't come. I'm not asking much, and it's not my fault you get hot.
Oh.
Buy some makeup for your tattoos, then if you want to be at my wedding, you'll figure it out. Blank is in the husband, is in full agreement with me on this, so don't bother texting him like I know you're planning to. If you turn up on the day without anything covered, you won't be let into the venue.
Wow.
They've responded.
That bride is out of control.
This is insane.
Okay.
So they've come back with, the guest has said, wow, so if I don't give myself heat stress, I don't love you guys. Makeup that covers tattoos is crazy expensive, and you know I literally just had a car accident.
Wow.
And I'm going to be struggling for the next couple of months. Like, I know this isn't until December, but you know what this year has been like for us. I'm not in your wedding party, so I just don't think this is fair to ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bride has come back.
No, the bride's come back. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know you had an accident, but your money issues aren't my problem.
Wow.
If you want to be there, you will figure it out. It doesn't matter that you're not in the wedding party. You'll still be in photos and you will ruin them. You're very pretty normally, but your look doesn't work for my wedding, and it is very fair to ask you to do something simple so that my day is perfect.
No, it's not.
A lot to unpack there.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all the messages that I got. So,
That is absolutely out of
line. Is the bride in the wrong?
Oh, 100%. But asking someone to change their appearance just because it doesn't fit the theme of their wedding.
Like, they could have just, I feel like the next step for the bride, like, still not a nice thing to say, but would go, don't be in any photos.
Yeah,
is
I guess
that, so. Is that a nicer thing to say rather than don't rock up to my wedding?
No, I think they're equally, because if she's not in any photos, it's like she wasn't there anyway.
I know, this is the thing, but has anyone, I've never thought of a person's look ruining the theme of a wedding.
No, I think the one thing that I think about when I think about a wedding is all the different, when she says she wants to, like, make this girl look like the rest of everyone else who's there, part of the fun of having a wedding is, like, seeing who turns up.
Yeah,
like,
and having your friends
different
there.
People. Exactly.
I feel like this bride would be much more beneficial because obviously she has an aesthetic she wants to go for her wedding photos.
Yeah.
Just hire people. I'll happily, if I fit your aesthetic, I don't like you or what you stand for, but I'll happily get paid to go stand in a dress in your wedding so your photos look nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you go do that?
Be hired to go to wedding?
Hire a crowd.
Like a rent a crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Because it fits the aesthetic.
Yeah. I don't know what aesthetic I would fit as a wedding, but I
don't.
Neither
do I, but hey, if I get a free wedding invitation out of it to just be a renter crowd because I don't have blue hair or tattoos, well, I'm in.
So the wedding is in December this year, is that
yes.
correct? Okay, so be interesting to see what happens, whether she just rocks up and rebels.
I reckon, what would you do? This is the thing,
I would
what would
rock
you
up,
do?
I would, me, personally, I would just rock up as I am.
And cause a scene? Because it's going to cause a scene when it happens.
Oh, 100%.
Because I can imagine this bride at the altar being like, why are you here?
Or maybe I just wouldn't go. I'd do one extreme or the other.
I don't know. It depends how close. There's so many questions I have. But
it would cost
at the end
so
of the day,
much.
I don't think I would want to be at someone's wedding that is like that.
No, who didn't really want me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because unless I need to change my whole entire appearance for them.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of my blue hair soon.
Live across Ballarat, it's the Power Brekkie Show.